Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Four Reese, also known as V the Preacher. It truly indeed is a pleasure to be with you tonight to discuss these topics. I hope you're staying above the fray, keeping your head clean, keeping your spirit up, getting yourself ready for the fight that is to come. Tonight we're going to discuss a few topics that are circulating in the news, but as I think about truth, the reason I started doing this show some 8 years ago, haven't had a chance to be consistent, is that our people are destroyed for lack of truth. And it doesn't mean that it's not there. The fact of the matter is that it is there. Unfortunately, if you don't go seek it, you won't be informed. But I will be honest enough to tell you that when you do seek it, there's the possibility that you will be misinformed. There are disinformation specialists. But the thing about truth is that it's very weighty. It's a very weighty matter. And nobody wants to have the responsibility of carrying it and passing it on to someone else. Yeah, that's right. Passing it on to someone else. At least we can have the dialogue. At least we can have the intellectual dialogue and sit down and hear each other out as opposed to arguing about it amongst ourselves. Because we do have to have knowledge in order to be prepared to go to any type of war, spiritual war, whether it be a war within yourself, or you have to have the information. So we designed to do this show straight, no chaser, just to give it to you raw. And we've covered many different things in the past to kind of expose some of the hidden trauma to our people and the methodology that has been used over the years to try and destroy our people. But first, we must deal with our people in the inner cities and the blight in our community. But we don't have to let it affect us, but unfortunately, we do let it have an impact on us. You can be free if you're free in your mind, but that comes with knowledge of self. And then that comes with knowledge of what's happening around you and knowledge of the reason why it's happening, the purpose, and the end game. So, no, it's not all a fallacy. It's not a conspiracy theory. What we desire to do here is not cover conspiracy theories because we are agenda analysts. Conspiracy theory is a word that's politically correct put out there to keep people from grasping on to the truth and understanding it. You have to understand that our people have been fought with COINTELPRO, cognitive dissonance on a daily basis, controlled opposition, benign neglect, and marginalization. And at the same time, let me talk about gentrification as well. This is the thing, these are the things that you must have knowledge of, research, get your dictionary out, and find out the source of the things that I just mentioned to you. Then you'll be able to fight what's known as MK Ultra and subliminal programming. Okay? All of these things that I'm mentioning to you are a reality in the sphere in which you live in. Additional, subliminal, but nobody wants to accept it. Why? Because ignorance is bliss. And all of our people and people within the inner city are only looking for happiness because they don't want to deal with these things, these issues, and its effects on us. And we've had a lot of dialogue and talking amongst our people with the elite, boule, bougie, blacks and Latinos, but it's really not about talking, it's about doing. But at the essence, foundation, substratum of our knowledge and talking, we must have a spiritual core and connect with the Most High and understand that someone has allowed us to be in this position for a purpose and a reason. And how do I find out what that purpose and reason is, and how do I find a way to come up out of it as an individual? Because as an individual, you can't change. I've always said if you change a man, you change his family. Change his family, you change his neighborhood, his community. Begin to change a neighborhood and community, you begin to change a city. When a city starts to have an impact, others take notice through the magic of social media, and others begin to want to emulate the strength that they see in doing so. I actually want to quote a sister that's pretty strong out here against this police brutality. And she said, let me see if I can find this quote. I think it's strong. What the quote says, that the right fight includes resistance. You ever heard of isometric pressure, where you put your two hands together and you push in? That is actually a workout. Every fight must include resistance. And I'm going to read a little bit of what she said. While considering the fight and the struggle against injustice, I realized that a fight isn't a true fight without resistance. There must be counterpunches and blows to be considered a true fight. Else nothing opposes or prevents the object one is after from being obtained. Some people are born fighters. They live for the fight. They expect the fight. And if not fighting something, they're not happy, because that's their purpose. These people are needed because not all are fighters and yet can be brought into a fight if need be. With that being said, I thought that was an interesting viewpoint. Cognitive dissonance is something that would cause you to believe that it's a psychosocial, sociological impact that causes one to, and I'm not giving you the exact definition, I'm paraphrasing, question themselves with varied emotions. It's like a sense of bipolarism. You can't even come into contact with the varied emotions. It's just like, I want to say it in layman's terms, which is why I'm talking like this. While you're watching the news, you're being attacked with cognitive dissonance as they go from story to story, and each story taps into varied emotions. And the camera shows you what they're talking about. Four or five men shot down today, blood splattered all over the streets, and they show you that. As soon as that goes off, they show you two beautiful kittens were found in somebody's porch, and they were rescued today, and we did this. Your mind is trying to absorb its varied emotions that the news is purposely throwing out at you, with an amount of varied colors on a 4K ultra-high-def TV. These are things that are impacting you. It's why it's important to not get caught up into media, because media is a form of hypnotism and mind programming. It's mind control. You better know that 99% of the things that you do see on television are lies. But there's something that's been put in us through media, television, magazines, to believe that everything we're being told is true without doing the research. Our people will not pick up a book, will not read, will not do the research. Just as we have to do the research. Here, the Social Change Action Network, not only are we historians, but we are dedicated to shattering the myth, the stereotypes, building the people to understand, giving scientific facts, historical facts, not just biblical facts, archaeological facts, mathematic facts, and dispelling the rumors and the lies to cause you to be able to see through the rhetoric and the semantics that are being brought your way. So that is the importance of Straight No Chaser, is to cause you to wake up and stop looking for your next high. Cause you to wake up and stop looking for the next drink. Cause you to wake up and stop looking for the next quick Hotel 7 lay down. All of these temporary pleasures that we use to kind of sedate us and sedate our hurt and our pain of what's happening around us. Trauma causes the brain to compartmentalize. And when that trauma transpires, it's tucked away and hidden, because you think you don't need any type of therapy or transformation or spirituality. That's where your mistake is. Know that it's all part, it's all true. When we come back tonight, we're going to talk about this Dylan Roof charged with murder. We'll talk about this new Senate bill, H.R. 4919, that was passed today and what it really means. Talk about today that for years, the hair products that have been used in salons to straighten women's hair of color, since all you women of color just got to look like Barbie and don't want to have your own hair, is filled with formaldehyde. And we're going to talk about the areas of Detroit where pastors are warning about East Point. and the fact that there's more to what you're drinking than you know. We'll be right back after this break. Chaser, I'm your host, the Brother Voorhees, V the Preacher, and this is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network, continuing our endeavor to bring to our community another perspective of certain things that are happening all around us, and the ability to push you to do the research, to spread what you find, and awaken what. Senate Bill H.R. 4919 that was passed is something that a lot of people are not really realizing what's at the core of it. And I will read to you what that bill, when it was originally written, was really all about. So it started in 2015, 2016. The bill amends the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994 to revise and rename the Missing Alzheimer's Disease Patient Alert Program as the Missing Americans Alert Program, and to reauthorize it through FY2021. It directs the Department of Justice's Bureau of Justice Assistance to award grants, pretty much give them grants, to state and local law enforcement or public safety agencies and nonprofit organizations to prevent wandering and locate missing individuals with dementia or developmental disabilities. The DOJ must establish, and certain grant recipients must comply with standards and best practices related to the use of tracking technology to locate missing individuals with dementia or developmental disabilities. The bill amends the Missing Children's Assistance Act to specify that with respect to training and technical assistance provided by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, cases involving missing and exploited children include cases involving children with developmental disabilities such as autism. So in a nutshell, let me explain this to you because I don't have to continue to read what this bill, because there's a couple of different amendments to this bill in different states. There's different summaries. It's Kevin and Avante's Law of 2016, and they're amending this. Let me break it down to you in a nutshell. They're preparing to use tracking devices implanted into people that have mental disabilities, that have Alzheimer's, that have dementia. The list goes on, and also for parents who want to just protect their kids from being kidnapped. This is why you're seeing in the news so much about child kidnap, and this is real. I don't want to jump the gun and talk about that because there has been lately a lot of child kidnap, sacrifice, abuse, just the list goes on and on. Brothers and sisters, what you're hearing here is that they're preparing to microchip and implant anybody that has a mental disability, anybody that has ever been diagnosed as having a mental disability, anybody that's been diagnosed with depression, anybody taking medication for anxiety. All of these people are included. Any child with ADHD or any type of autism, because there are many types, will be chipped. This is staggering when you think about the numbers of people throughout the United States that have these problems. Dementia, let's talk about that. Alzheimer's, that is caused by too much metal over the years in the body, and you begin to lose your memory. Well, here's our problem. The deodorants that we've used for years are loaded with metal. The chemtrails that are being sprayed in the air are filled with metals. The water you're drinking has fluoride and metals. There's metals being found in our food. So they already know and understand that there's going to be a higher rate of autism and dementia at an earlier age in society. They're thus moving them to be able to start to implant chips in more and more people, which will only set the foundation for chipping everybody who doesn't comply. Because all they have to do is diagnose you as being crazy, 5150. We've got people that are being like, let's take Kanye West because of his rant. At the time, he was just going off, but he would be chipped. He probably already is. Imagine you going off at your job and somebody calls the police and says, I think they've gone crazy. Imagine you who's a weed smoker and you get a hold of the wrong weed because this weed is GMO and it causes you to go off and they take you in, 5150. Now our numbers are going up. Do you even understand the number of children that have autism, and the rates of autism are going up higher, and a lot of them are teens, because the basis of autism starts, and I'm not just saying this, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's evident now because the whistleblowers have come out the closets and made it known. Vaccinations are the cause of autism because of all the thimerosal, mercury, tetanus, fetus, the aborted fetus things that are in there, and green monkey, everything else they put in there. It's causing autism. This bill that was passed today has given local authorities, nonprofits, a right to chip these people in the name of safety for them, for their families, and so on. Wouldn't you want your grandparent who has dementia to get a chip so you can find them in case they walk out the door? They sell you the benefit, but don't sell you the purpose. And this is the end game, and this has been their motive all along. They already know what's to come. They already know what they've put in the food. They already know what to spray and how long they've been spraying. They already know the synergistic effect of the food, the chemtrails, and the water, and what it's going to do to you. They already know the effect turning that up with these so-called cell phone towers, which are nothing but microwave towers where they can turn the frequency up and fry people. They already know what they're getting ready to put in place. Go ahead and pull it up, H.R. 4919. It's nothing but them being able to track us. They've been tracking you anyway. We already know this. They've been tracking us for the longest because everybody has to have a cell phone. Everybody has to record, do something. Facial recognition. Well, guess what? They've got everybody on the facial recognition software, and guess how they got a hold of them? Selfies. People not smart enough to understand what they were doing on Facebook, posting their selfies. You've just made it easier for law enforcement, FBI, CIA, to track you through facial recognition. There's a capture of your picture with a file and all your information. They're going to tell you that this will help to reduce the risk of injury and death relating to the wandering characteristics of children with autism and senior citizens. This is passed. And when you go ahead and think about some of the executive orders that have already been signed. Some of these things are going to be for these chips, these devices will be put into people that can legally be detained. And now since they say you're not complying and you're resisting arrest, chances are you'll be chipped. Those that are on house arrest that used to wear an ankle bracelet, they probably will be chipped. Since there's too many incarcerated people, we have an overspill in the prisons. This is something that we really need to take into consideration and understand that this microchip thing is real. We have a caller on the line. 650-393.
How you doing, Brother V?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Tony?
Yes, sir. Just
all right.
Hearing what you're saying, brother. I'm just sitting here thinking.
It's a lot to
like,
think
wow.
about. Yeah, and it's not a thing about me trying to create fear in the people, but just to get the knowledge to understand this has been passed, but nobody's paying attention to it because we're being distracted pretty good right now with all kinds of.
Book of Revelation says he causes all rich, poor, free, and bond to receive that mark.
I think we just took care of about maybe 50% of the population with this bill right here.
Wow.
A lot of people went to the doctor and said, I need a cannabis card because I'm dealing with depression. They stand to be chipped. And they already said one in every two children in the next coming, 2 or 3 years will have a form of autism based on the vaccinations because they're forcing you to give kids vaccinations to go to school. So
yeah, that's why a lot of people are starting to homeschool at this time too.
Exactly. Well, what else was on your mind? You had something you want to talk to us? You got something on your mind you want to talk about?
I'm just in shock, I'm just very in shock. You know, just a lot of people can't even fathom on what's really going on, man. They just, the TV and the radio, music and sports and music and, them tweaking our society, making it hard in life for people, families breaking up. There's so much going on in other. You know, people really don't have time to even think about what you brought up tonight. You know, people ain't really tripping on it. They make life so hard, So much going on out there, people can't even really understand what's really cracking on that. And got to be a watchman on the wall just to warn our families and friends, man.
Yeah.
We're really moving close to times of the end. And what you were saying about that synthetic marijuana, that stuff is really going around, and it's you're right, Ock, it can cause you to snap. And once
right.
they get you in that mental institute, they're going to pump you up with all them drugs, and you'll be a part of the system right there. I feel you on what you just said earlier, but.
And I don't think even some people have been chipped already in surgery. We don't know what the hell happens in that operating room, nor does your family, nor do you, because you're medicated. But it's been reported that a lot of people have gone to get an X-ray and had a private doctor said, have you noticed this in you, or did you know this was here? Or maybe a CAT scan or MRI. And there's a problem because they're dropping chips in some people to track them. But check this out. If you don't have a chip right now, you got a cell phone and a credit card with a chip on it, so you're being tracked because every time you make a purchase, whatever is scanned, they're tracking all of that movement, what you're purchasing, where you're going. So, the bubble's getting smaller, getting closed in, and we know what the end game is.
Certain banks is not taking payment and cash right now too.
Right, but I understand they're putting chips in the $100 bills and everything. So there's no way around it. So, and I think when we talk like this, that's why people don't want to accept the truth because they don't want to hear it. Some people want to die in their ignorance. They just want to go ahead and get through this thing called life because they don't know what else to do. And, me and my brother here tonight are trying to tell you, you got to deal with the truth. You got to deal with your mortality. and you got to deal with some spirituality if you want to try to get to immortality. So you got to understand how we got here and what's going on.
That's right. A lot of people don't have that relationship through the Son to the Father, you know.
Right,
and
right.
If you have a lot of malice in your heart, unforgiveness, you may have a grudge that you're holding against a family member, or a grudge against a friend, or something that you just can't get over. You know, your prayers, that's hindering your prayers right there. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
Good to just let it all go, man, and just repent. And when you have true repentance, man, the Most High throws all those sins away, man, and you start all over again, you know. Prayer is important, too, you know. Just spending a little time in prayer, man, as much as you can, you know.
Well said, well said.
Sometimes it's falling going to come in your mind and make you think, oh, the Most High ain't going to hear your prayers. He ain't going to hear it. You know, those demons are real, man. And some of the sins that we can do in life, too, can open up doorways, Doc. And them doorways can open up to the fallen one and them demons coming in to really, really get a foothold on your life. And it's very serious. It's very serious.
Okay, I want to touch on some of these other topics. So what I'm going to do is put you on the hold, and then you press 1 if you want to have a comment, all right?
All right. Thank you, brother.
Okay. Also in the news today about the young man Dylan Roof walked in a church, killed 9 people, including the pastor, who's very prominent and was on a path to probably becoming a congressman, and was actually doing a lot of speeches before police officers and Senate about us enforcing police body cams. I thought a lot of that was suspect, and you don't hear about that anymore, because I believe it was a hit on him as well, because they were trying to stop him because he was getting ready to go directly to D.C. and a lot of different places, crying out about the fact of these body cams and these police not wearing these body cams. The brother was very articulate, very intelligent, very influential. That AME church, even though I don't ascribe to it, it's a historical place. It had a lot to do with the 60s civil rights movement, and there's a lot of artifacts in there about the motherland in that building, which is why that Dylan Roof chose that church. So it wasn't just 9 people that got killed. Nobody wants to allow the media to talk about that pastor and who he was and how he was affecting change and demanding that officers wear these body cams, and that it was an outrage that they were turning them off. So I don't believe, and you can go ahead and you don't have to listen to me, I don't believe that the young man that they took to Burger King after killing 9 people was sitting there by himself. I believe he was programmed through MK Ultra to commit such an act, which is why he's been handled with kid gloves and been taken care of and given the red carpet treatment, and nobody has taken made an attempt on his life. So, with that being said, what a cold piece of work to walk inside of a Bible study, sit through the whole entire Bible study, wait till it's over, let them say their prayers, look at them and say, y'all done, and come out with the guns and sound off and kill an 80-something-year-old, I believe, or maybe 90-something-year-old woman. Well, they had to go ahead and let him be guilty, but more than likely he'll sit on death row for 20 or 30 years, and they'll continue to bring him Burger King. There will be no justice for your community in this hour. Now, if you tune in on Saturdays when we have our Shabbat class, I tell you why there will be no justice. I make it clear. But right now we're talking about the facts, and I know there's a lot of people that want to talk about that. They want to make you think that you received justice because they classified him as being guilty to make you think you won a victory. Let's give him one court victory out of every 10 black shootings. And that should calm him down so that we can keep him in a certain state of mind. You know, a lot of people are wondering why Jim Brown and Ray Lewis didn't ask Donald Trump about police officer reform when he gets in. I don't know. Who knows? He may do it. Have bigger plans for this nation. It's very interesting, but I won't talk about that right now because there is a war behind the scenes still with Trump and Hillary Clinton, the Catholic Church, Freemasons, Knights of Templar. These are things you don't even know about. FBI, CIA, Hillary Clinton's emails, the child kidnap conspiracy because they were molesting these children, certain acts that he's exposing. There's a lot that's going on behind the scenes, brothers and sisters, that we talk about. But tonight my point was about the Dylann Roof and the injustice of a so-called justice. It's a fallacy. It's a lie to calm the masses and make us believe we got justice. And you know you black folks, you're going to sing in the street, play your tambourines, clap, and say we got justice on this one. You didn't get a damn thing. The little white boy will live probably till he's 60. And as I said, he'll probably eat steak, not Burger King. They'll make sure he's taken care of and that nobody gets a hold of him in the shower and that he doesn't make a jailbreak. Why do you think he's sitting there looking like he's got it made? You might be called African-American, but this is not your homeland. We're trying to get back home, okay? I'm not going to allow anybody to name me after two land masses, African-American, two continents, named after people that conquered them. Africa, named after Leo Scipius Africanus. America, named after the Spanish conqueror Amerigo Vespucci. You got the name, the nerve to call my people after the name of a Spanish conqueror that was a part of the Spanish Inquisition that killed tons of people in the name of Christianity? Think about it, and don't call me black because that's a crayon color. So we got to keep it real. Wake up, brothers and sisters. And with that one, I want to move to this next topic that was talking about pastors today are warning blacks to stay away from East Point over in Detroit. Let me read this to you. A coalition of Detroit pastors has a strong message for black Americans in the metro area. And see, this is key. Dylann Roof is guilty, but look what's happening. Stay away from East Point. The leaders, they're not my leaders. No black man my leader, only the Most High is my leader, first and foremost. What they are calling a travel warning for blacks to avoid the city after an African-American man alleged he was beaten unconscious by several officers while in police custody. The Reverend W.J. Rideout said a pattern of racism and discrimination is occurring in the city's police department and has received several complaints from black residents who are fearful. When they've been arresting us and beating us, come on, Sandra Bland, nothing has stopped. Nothing has changed. And of course, the level of hate and racism has risen since the people know that Donald Trump is going to be in office. I saw something that was sick today. We're at a basketball game of a predominantly white college against a black school. Hebrews, the whole other side of the gym, which was all white students, stood up and turned their back against the entire black team and raised the Donald Trump sign. You know, we got some ignorant, hateful people in this world. And I'm not surprised because the majority of this entire world has been dumbed down by radio, television, food. They are told what to think and what to believe. Everything they're eating and drinking is making them stupider. Pineal glands being destroyed. Cerebral cortex is being destroyed. Frontal lobes being destroyed. How? Everything they're eating. GMOs have been known to kill organs in the body. But they hoping you blacks keep eating some organic food because they want your organs and your heart and your lungs and your brains, because they take everything out your body when you're dead, because they can reuse it for science, for other people, grind up your skin. It's worth $356 an ounce. Grind up your skin and put it into beauty products for Caucasian people so that their skin can look youthful in their 70s, because we know that black don't crack. And I was talking about this earlier today, the fact that, you know, we see alcohol being pushed so heavily, and we don't even know what the hell we're drinking. Just coming against alcohol because it's alcohol and people are drunk driving and everything else and committing crimes while they're drunk. But I'm saying this because alcohol is not what it used to be. There are so many chemical additives in beer, wine, tequila, and vodka. I don't know what the hell you're drinking anymore. If we believe that weed can be GMO, even the tobacco and the cigarettes, GMO, and loaded with pesticides and chemicals, everything is genetically modified now. People are becoming zombied out. You have to fight, work hard to take care of your body, and get your lazy behind off the couch and work out to get some of that stuff out of your body and learn how to detox on a daily basis just to live. There's no reason on this green earth that a baby should be born with a cancerous tumor on its brain and not have a chance as soon as it comes out the womb. There's no reason in this on this earth, the most highest green earth, that a child should be dying of cancer at 14, and heart attacks at 18, 20, dropping dead on the basketball court. These are the things you don't want to deal with, but there are things out there where we could, that would help us to fight back. We lost a good brother. You know, everything he said wasn't truth, but at least he fought to teach people a natural way to fight cancer. That was the Dr. Sebi. But for every, you know, there's a lot of other Dr. Sebis that aren't seeking fortune and fame out there that know that the Most High gave us every herb we need to heal us from everything that they would try and do to us. Take up any deadly thing, any poison, whatever, it won't harm you. That was the promise. So I say this tonight, which what I'm talking about with this this Dylan Roof and people being beat down and the water being poisoned in Detroit, people being left for dead, and half the things that are happening, the atrocities to the urban people, are not being televised. I'm not going to deal tonight with what's happening overseas, but I will tell you this. The tracking is for you who think you can run to Belize and hide in the jungle. They got something for you. The tracking is on your clothes, and you don't even know it. They put a chip in the coat that you bought. When you paid for it with your credit card, immediately that chip was activated and associated with you and your name. These are the things that we're ignorant of. So when you take your passport and everything with you, where you go, you can be found. But nobody wants to believe that they are being tracked constantly by the NSA, by the CIA, by the National Defense. People don't understand that, because there are a remnant of people that have a special gift, but you think that's science fiction, because ignorance is bliss. Let me move to the next line that I want to talk about tonight. This was in the news, and I'm going to say this for some of you sisters. This is good for you, and you might think it sounds mean, but this is good for you. Formaldehyde has been found in hair straightening products that are being used in salons all over the country. But it's being called methylene glycol. And here's something I want you to know tonight, that they're changing the names of cancerous products to camouflage and hide the possibilities and the side effects of what it can do to you. But any fool would know that you shouldn't put formaldehyde on your head, which is nothing but a sponge, close to your brain and absorb it. The formaldehyde is causing the beauticians to vomit, blurred vision, get sick. So not only are the beauticians getting sick, but they're not commenting on the people that are walking around here, because you got kinky hair, curly hair, but you want to look like Susie Chapstick or Barbie straight out the box, and you hate your race, you hate your color, and you want to have straight hair. Well, guess what? Your hair is filled with formaldehyde, amongst other chemicals, to straighten out what the Most High gave you naturally, because you want to look unnatural because you hate yourself. This is why I said, I don't feel sorry for you. I believe first and foremost you should fall in love with the way that you were designed, the way you were made, and if you don't, it's an insult to the Most High. It's an insult to the Most High and say, I hate myself, because you're telling him he didn't know what he was doing when he made you, to not want to embrace yourself. And this leads me to say that it's another form of giving people cancer. Scientists have said that by the year, I believe, 2019, that probably one in every two persons will have a form of cancer. And I totally believe it. The minerals in the soils have been depleted. Therefore, the food we're eating is nothing but tainted fiber with no nutrition. Everything we want to wear, everything we want to look like, thing we want to put on us because we want the latest fashion, has been loaded with chemicals that cause cancer. Let me tell you this, cancer, all of us have a form of cancer inside of our bodies now, and the key is to keep it at bay, because in an oxygenated state, your body will begin to destroy and kill every disease that is hiding out, camouflaging in its body. But the ozone has been depleted of oxygen through chemtrails. And outside of that, we don't know how to oxygenate our body. So I know there's different things like food-grade hydrogen peroxide. And then I'll give you something simple, cucumbers. People don't know that cucumbers are highly oxygenated. You cut open a cucumber, you smell it right away, and it scares pests away. They can pick up on the scent. Working out oxygenates the body. But we've become a lazy generation that wants to sit in front of the 70-inch 4K TV, grab a couple of beers, smoke a joint, chill, and then they make sure that you kill yourself because you need a job to keep all this, to keep up with the Joneses. We poison ourselves every night. Sisters, stop straightening your hair. Stop with the foreign chemicals. Love the beauty that the Most High gave you. So that's all I had for tonight that I wanted to share. Hey, Brother Tony, I want to thank you for calling in tonight.
Hey, great lesson. Great information, too, brother.
All praises to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High.
I'm going to cut out my people by saying, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey, not a destination. Come out of her, my people. Thank you.
Call us sweet where I hello, mother, mother, woo.